For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez. It's hard to believe that less than 4 months ago, more than half the counties in South Carolina were experiencing some form of drought. In fact, last October, the South Carolina Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, declared drought conditions a natural disaster in several parts of the state. But lately, it's been raining. A lot. So much that less than a month ago, the South Carolina Drought Response Committee declared the entire state drought-free. So, is this an unusual weather pattern? Does South Carolina have a new hope for not enduring another season of extreme drought conditions? I asked South Carolina Emergency Information Network meteorologist Ray Hawthorne his thoughts.
Well, the forecast is for conditions to be favored kind of more on the wet side over the next couple of months. The latest forecasts that are coming out from the Climate Prediction Center are forecasting odds to be in favor of a somewhat wet spring, particularly over the upstate region. And it looks like the odds are also in favor of wet conditions, slightly so, going into the summer months as well. And the reason for that, Linda, is that the pattern has changed quite a bit over the last 2 to 3 months. So far this winter, we've had a very strong polar vortex, and that tends to keep the cold air bottled across northern Canada. And what tends to happen over the lower 48 is you have a very fast upper-level wind flow from west to east that takes storms from the Pacific across the southern United States and then into the southern part of the U.S. and then right into South Carolina. And that's part of the reason why that we've had such a wet winter so far here in South Carolina.
So, Ray, does that mean over the next few months, South Carolina might see less of a frequency in drought conditions?
Yeah, so the drought that occurred last summer really got kickstarted, Linda, when Hurricane Dorian passed to the east of the state. And what happened at that point is the storm recurved into the Atlantic Ocean. South Carolina was on the dry side of Hurricane Dorian for the most part, except right along the immediate coastline. Those areas really started drying out right around that time, going into late August and early September. And then a really large ridge of high pressure, very dominant, was parked itself over much of the southeast. Once the storm Hurricane Dorian went ahead and moved off to the east of the state, we really had that pattern where it just sort of dried out for many, many periods of weeks. And that big ridge of high pressure dominated. The soil gets drier and drier. It heats up even more. And that really continued until just recently, just until the end of the year and the early part of this year.
Wait a minute, Ray. Did you basically just say that hurricanes can actually make things drier?
Yeah, track is everything with regard to hurricanes, so it's really, really important whether the storm tracks west of the state or east of the state. In the case of Dorian, it tracked to the east of the state, and that is a scenario that causes dry conditions for South Carolina. If, on the other hand, the primary hurricane track is west of the state. So, for example, let's say that we have a predominant storm track that takes hurricanes through the Caribbean into the Gulf of Mexico, and then the storms pass to the west of the state. That tends to open up the door to Gulf moisture and much more in the way of rainfall. So the track of a hurricane can make a huge difference in terms of short and medium-term drought conditions that you just saw in South Carolina.
Our thanks again to meteorologist Ray Hawthorne of the South Carolina Emergency Information Network. More information on this story is available on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And for real-time interactive weather information, visit scetv.org/weather. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez.